Shoemakers and cobblers. Our modern cobbler wears a black apron over his white shirt as he stands at his workbench, his head bent as if working on a shoe. He is surrounded by machines, some with wheels and others with levers for punching holes and for stitching and cutting heels. His hands are partly hidden by wooden feet on the counter, which were used to make a particular style of modern men's shoes. There are also heavy iron feet called lasts, from an old English word for footprint, which were already used in early shoemaking workshops, where the shoemaker cut two-part soles with a firm outer and a softer inner. The soft inner shoes were formed around the last, then secured to the lower sole with tacks, the outer leather of the shoe then stitched and finished. Our exhibit has many shoemaker's tools used down the centuries, and these include a burnishing tool, a sleeking stick and a lapstone, all used for treating and finishing the leather, and flattening stitches so that the overlying leather also lay flat. One imagines the medieval cordwainer making the sort of soft boots worn by elves and pixies in children's books. For hundreds of years, made-to-measure shoes were so expensive that they were the only pair the wearer possessed. The wall to the left of the cobbler has shoes and boots on shelves, as if waiting for him to repair them, or for their owners to come and collect ones he has mended. Some of our old boots on the top shelf have replacement toes, which are once again parting company from the upper. Some on the second shelf down are beyond repair, with the black leather worn and rubbed back to a thin layer of skin at the heel. Repair was what gave rise to the cobbler, because a medieval shoemaker only made new shoes. So if stitches broke or a sole wore through, people needed someone to cobble in a new piece of leather to a toe or replace a worn-out sole. To cobble means to mend or patch, so an enterprising medieval leather worker evidently offered a repair service and started the name of cobbler. The expression cobbled together suggests a hasty repair or a bodge, hinting at an early snobbery between shoemaker and cobbler, or their customers.